Hayom arba av esrim yom shehim shlosha shavuos u'shlosha yomim ba'omer. Today is 24 days of the Omer. We are focusing on the Tiferes aspect within Netzach, harmony within eternity. In the Bein Adam Lamakom area, first thing is reflect on how Hashem is glorified, that's Tiferes, through the Jewish people in general, and specifically by you, as Yeshaya says, Yisrael b'cha espa'er, Yisrael, which I am glorified through you. That's regarding Jews in general. Have in mind for yourself in particular when you say the early morning blessing of Oter Yisrael b'sifra, that Hashem crowns us with glory. When you know that Hashem is glorified through what you do, this gets you excited, and that increases your stamina to defeat your Yetzer Hara. Since you acknowledge that Hashem is observing you and wants your victory in order for Him to be glorified through you. L'mashal, a player in sports, when the fans are cheering him on, that inspires him to get the job done and to win, because everyone will be glorified through him. Same thing, Hashem will be glorified by what I do. That Tiferes will come to Hashem if I have a nitzachon, a victory against my Yetzer Hara today. Number two, to the degree that you recognize who Hashem is, to that degree you will want to continually vanquish your Yetzer Hara, who's trying to stop you. Because you realize who Hashem is, that you are glorifying. Therefore, make the effort to recognize and know the wisdom of Hashem, which can be accomplished by engaging in the study of the written Torah. The written Torah, which is rooted in Tiferes. The more Torah you learn, the more you recognize Hashem, you know the more that He, the great Hashem, is glorified for you. Also, third point, make sure that you are balanced in your midos, so you will be able to consistently vanquish the Yetzer Hara. Always take the middle path, balanced between kindness and restraint, because extremism is not sustainable. In the world of Bein Adam L'Chaveru, between man and others, you should make efforts to show compassion, that's part of Tiferes, to mankind, to the point that they are inspired from your compassion and will continue to recognize their faith in Hashem. For example, poor and sick people have a tendency to complain about their lot in life. But if you're compassionate and kind to them, you can cause them to stop complaining against Hashem, and they can go back to believing that Hashem is good and does good. They will also seek forgiveness from Hashem forever complaining. By you showing compassion to them, by you using Tiferes, that will keep your friends in Netzach, that they will be able to get back into the game and to continue to stand the right path. Also, when learning the written Torah and teaching it to others, see to it to glorify and explain well any teachings that has the topic of overcoming the Yetzer Hara. For example, teach a story like Yosef overcoming the seductions of the wife of Potiphar, so that the students become inspired to the point that they too can acquire the attribute of Nitzachon and victory. Specifically, teach your friends whom you know are in the midst of these kinds of tests and they need encouragement in overcoming their evil inclination. Number three, when you defeat your friend in a permitted fashion, once allowed, let's say a Torah debate or other, or you do a good action for another person which maintains a consistency, see to it that your actions are done with Tiferes and perfection. Specifically, make sure that you do not veer away from the truth in the process in order to achieve your victory. Don't say that the ends justify the means. You have to be totally honest in what you're doing, because that's part of Tiferes is emes. Should use your right leg when acting compassionately towards mankind and when studying the written Torah. Should make efforts to be compassionate to mankind and learn the written Torah in the daytime, especially on a Wednesday. Should concentrate on the blessing of Refra'enu and the Amidah. And what are you concentrating about? About the times that you did not have the Netzach to defeat your Yetzer Hara and did not bring glory to Hashem. And you need to be healed from the sickness of not having Netzach. also concentrate when saying the name of Hashem, Yud-Heh, Vav-Heh, when reading verses from the prophets or verses referencing Moshe, the greatest of all prophets. And the quality to acquire in Torah for today is Hamakir Es Makomo, the person who knows his place, which means you have to know where you fit in your group of friends whom you study Torah with. Don't speak out of turn towards those who are smarter than you and greater than you, yet don't shy away from what needs to be said when around others who are lower than you. Know your place, where to speak or not to speak. That's a healthy tiferes, a blend, which will keep you consistently involved in your Torah learning. We should all have success in acquiring this aspect of tiferes, glory, beauty, compassion in this Netzach, and overcoming our Yetzer Hara and having consistency in our Avodas Hashem.